This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman John Shattuck, Republican from the Grand Canyon State's 3rd Congressional District, also a member of the important House Energy and Commerce Committee, which had a key role in forging health care reform legislation. Of course, there's still plenty of reaction coming into last week's summit and also to the process likely to be followed as Democrats try to get this done in the next 6 weeks, as suggested by the president at the end of the summit last week. We want to get the congressman's thoughts today on a controversial subject and one he says has been greatly mischaracterized by the Democrats, and that's covering Americans with pre-existing medical conditions. And Congressman, always great to have you with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Well, you say in a statement that you released a couple of days ago that you believe the Democrats at the summit, and namely the president and the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, have greatly mischaracterized the idea of pooling together folks in order to lower the costs and ease the access for folks with pre-existing conditions. Explain how they did that, in your opinion.
Yeah, apparently neither one of them understands the concept of what's called a high-risk pool. One of the biggest concerns, Greg, that Americans have is the situation confronted by people who have an illness at one point in their life and then have a difficult time or find it impossible to get any insurance coverage after that. For example, my oldest sister is a breast cancer survivor. That would be deemed a pre-existing condition if she were to lose her current coverage from her employer and need to go to the market and buy coverage. And she might well be told, as a breast cancer survivor, well, we'll sell you insurance, but we won't cover cancer, or we'll sell you insurance that covers you and your cancer, but we'll charge you, we'll say 300% of what we would charge someone that had never had breast cancer. Or she might even be told, look, we won't sell you insurance at any price because you have a pre-existing condition, namely breast cancer. That might also be diabetes, or it might be bypass surgery. It could be any kind of a condition. Indeed, I have a colleague who was told his youngest daughter was not eligible for insurance because she was taking a certain medication. What Republicans have proposed to do, and indeed have already enacted on a voluntary basis, is what's called high-risk pools. A high-risk pool is a pool, in most cases created by the state where you live, which is required to sell insurance to all comers. So if you go and apply for insurance in the regular market, and they deny you coverage because of your pre-existing condition, or they say they'll cover you but at an outrageously high price, you have a right to apply to the state high-risk pool. And you get coverage from that high-risk pool, and they cannot charge you more than, we'll say, 110 or 120% of what they would charge a normal person. So it's a slight upcharge, but it's not very much. The way a high-risk pool is then funded, because it contains sick people, people with illnesses, the extra cost of paying for that is shared either by taxpayers or by all people who buy insurance in that state. And the concept is that we in America have decided people shouldn't go without health insurance. If you have a pre-existing condition, you can get into a high-risk pool, and everyone in that state who's getting insurance helps to pay for your care. None of us knows which one of us might be in that pool at any given point in our lives. What the president and Secretary Sebelius said was, well, people in the high-risk pool pay for the high-risk pool. Well, that simply wouldn't work because the cost of care would go up and up and up, which is what they said at the summit, which means they do not even understand how a high-risk pool is funded.
Congressman, explain the differences between how the two parties approach this, because both have talked about, obviously, that this needs to be addressed. What are the major differences in how it gets dealt with?
That's a very good point. The way the Democrat legislation deals with this is they just, by edict, say insurance companies can no longer deny anyone coverage because they have a pre-existing condition. That would solve the problem, except the insurance company then simply has to build the cost of covering those sick people into all of their base. That's fine, and that's one way to deal with it. But the way Republicans prefer to deal with it is by creating these high-risk pools and putting the people who have sickness into that pool and then spreading that risk amongst either the taxpayers or the other healthy people who are purchasing insurance in the state. I guess my point here is that somehow either the president doesn't understand that the cost of caring for people in a high-risk pool is shared by everybody in that state through their premiums, or he wanted to confuse the electorate, or Secretary Sebelius did, by saying that just the sick people in the pool would pay for the sick people. That obviously wouldn't work.
Congressman, obviously it could fluctuate, I guess, from state to state, but which one's cheaper, both for the person with the pre-existing condition and the healthy person who might be asked to pay a little more to make up the difference?
Well, that's an interesting question. Congress already enacted legislation encouraging all 50 states to create high-risk pools. Unfortunately, only about 20 or a few more than that states have enacted high-risk pools, and some of them work quite well and some of them don't work as well. Some states deal with this problem the way the Democrats propose dealing with it, which is called guaranteed issue. That is to say, you can buy health insurance even after you become sick, and they cannot upcharge you for the fact that you're already sick. Quite frankly, the premiums in states with guaranteed issue, New Jersey and New York would be examples, are dramatically higher than the premiums in other states. So I don't think we yet have fair data, but guaranteed issue, the Democrats' proposal, appears to drive rates up rather significantly. I don't know that I know of a comparison where you look at a state with guaranteed issue versus a state with a well-functioning high-risk pool.
We're talking with Arizona Congressman John Chattigan. Congressman, before we let you go, I know your job is not to count votes, but it would appear right now that the Republicans have stated where they are on this Democratic bill, and it's really up to the Democrats to see if they can cobble together the votes to pass this thing again in the House. As far as you can tell right now, where does that stand?
Well, I think that's exactly right. The Democrats have always had the ability, with their numbers, to pass a bill in the House, and we're able to do so once by a very narrow margin. The question is, can they pass it again? And I think that's very much up in the air, because I think many members of Congress on the Democrat side are concerned about the plan that the president has put together at this point in time. I believe it's going to be difficult for the Speaker to put the votes together, especially given the other issues at play, one of which, of course, is the issue of should the government be paying for abortions and should taxpayers be paying for abortions. Right now, Mrs. Pelosi is trying to see if she can put together the votes to pass the Senate bill or this new bill the president has come up with. And it appears she does not have the votes to do that at this point in time, and she is very much struggling to try to get them sometime, as you point out, in the next 6 weeks.
We'll be watching, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Congressman, thank you as always for your time, sir.
My pleasure.
Arizona Congressman John Shattuck represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.